Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
You've been in a house before that smells like cat pee, right? And you've been in houses that have smelled like smoke. I've sold some 2,800 houses in my career, and I have listed properties where the nicotine is dripping down the walls after so much smoking over so many years. And recently I had someone from the show ask me, what do you do when you have cats, when the cats have essentially peed all over the floors and have sprayed onto the walls and whatnot? And, you know, if you've ever been in a home that has cat odor, it is very, very difficult to stand it, unless you've lived in it for a long period of time and just gotten used to it. But there are other kind of nuisances in our real estate business, including mold. Have you ever walked into a basement space and you can smell that dankness? You look down, you can see the mildew growing on the bottom of the baseboards in the cabinets or on the walls, or you see even black mold, as I've seen in the past, some very deadly kinds of mold that I've seen. Sometimes you look up into the rafters and you see white mold growing up in the rafters in the basement space. You could take lime out of the concrete block, bacteria and mold, and mix them together, and they can actually cause a very deadly combination. So if you're looking for an answer, I hope that today I can bring you one. This is a company that I've discovered called Bioactive, and I've got a gentleman who's joining me today, Mr. Nivens. It's Robert, right?
Correct.
Robert Nivens from Bioactive. It's a neutralizing company, and this is not if you want to neutralize your wife or your husband. That's for a different guy you call. This is for neutralizing your health, your happiness, and your home. Tell us a little bit about your business. I think this is wonderful, and I'm sure there are those listening who would say, I'm glad I don't need you.
Right.
And others who are happy to hear from you.
So we're kind of a paradigm shift in the way we handle odors, the way we handle bacteria, chemicals, and stuff in our environment. And so we were born out of necessity. Odors are either chemical or they're biological. One or the other is causing the odor. Mm-hmm. And so we handle both. So let's address the chemical side. So you mentioned cigarette smoke. Cigarette smoke has 3,500 chemicals in a cigarette. And on a particle scale, which gives you the size of the particle, cigarette smoke is much smaller than like bacteria, viruses, or even mold spores. Bacteria and viruses range between 10 and 40 microns.
Mm-hmm.
Mold spores are 0.1 micron. Cigarette smoke is 0.02. So it's very small. And it gets just about everywhere. Mm. So for instance, in the automobile industry, they've never been able to get cigarette smoke odor out of previously owned vehicles. We have about 60 automobile dealers that deal with us, not all the time, but infrequently. Whenever they have a car with cigarette smoke, they'll bring us in. We're the only companies that's ever been able to effectively remove it and remove it permanently from the car.
Really?
And so we're not only removing the odor footprint, we're also removing the chemical residue. It breaks that down.
Okay. Odor footprint and chemical residue.
Yes. So it decontaminates and neutralizes chemicals.
Got it.
And so on the biological side, and now you're getting into the cat urine or feces or anything like that, that's on the biological side. And so the odor is coming from some type of biological matter, some type of microorganism left behind. And so, cats are typically very, very difficult, not only because of the urine, just because they'll go around and spray as well. And so that gets into very porous things like drywall,
mm-hmm.
Your carpeting, your subfloors, which are typically particle board.
Right.
And so it absorbs that. And so if we can make contact with it, we will absolutely kill it. We use a non-toxic, biodegradable hospital disinfectant. It was designated by the EPA as a hospital disinfectant. And the way it works different from most disinfectants is that it takes apart the cellular structure of the microorganism, so nothing can survive. And so we make contact, it'll kill it dead in its tracks. That eliminates your odor as well.
Okay, so a house where cats have peed, that smell can just continue to go and go and go, whether cats have been there for a while or not.
Correct.
Why is that? If in other words, you say it's a microorganism.
Correct.
A microorganism needs food to eat, right?
Mm.
It needs to stay alive in some fashion. How is it that it stays? How is it that that smell doesn't just disappear?
So, first of all, let me qualify. I'm not a scientist and I'm not a physician.
Okay.
So you might be getting the territories I really don't want to talk about, but okay. I will tell you that microorganisms can live and thrive in our environments.
Okay.
If you notice in our brochures, we have several physicians that actually refer patients to us from time to time.
Mm.
And they do it because there's something in there, typically their blood work, that's causing a problem. In most cases, it's mold, for instance.
Right.
Another very big problem in homes are mold, really mold spores, more than just mold. So we're, you know, we do a lot of business with the real estate industry because today, you know, you mentioned black mold, Stucky Botrys. Black mold is around, but it's not near as common as your allergenic molds, Aspergillus, Cladosporium, Penicillium. Mm-hmm. And what's happening today in the real estate business and what's causing a lot of problems with people's health. And this also will, you know, you get odors from mold, obviously.
Right,
but there's
right.
many times we go into homes, you don't smell anything, you don't see anything, mm-hmm. but they've done an air sampling and the mold spore count, and that's where the problem comes in,
right.
Is very high. So in that instance, our disinfectant, number one, will kill the mold spores dead in their tracks and take apart the cellular structure of that microorganism. But more importantly is our method of application.
Okay.
We use electrostatic spraying technology. So in your mind's eye, basically we turn the structure into a magnet, and it draws that disinfectant into every nook and cranny, in the every cubic inch of that interior structure of that, whatever it is, a house, a building, whatever it is. And so what's really happening, though, is when it's going through the atomization process from liquid to droplets, it's making droplets, first of all, that are very, very small in comparison. So, you know, most mold remediators will go in and they would use a fogger as a way to go and apply some type of disinfectant to kill the mold. And we're making droplets that are about 900 times smaller than that, mirroring the size of microorganisms, which is pretty important. Because, first of all, you don't want to soak the inside of a structure, right? That would be problematic. The next thing it does, though, is it goes to an electrode inside the machine and puts an electrical charge on every one of those particles. And so what happens is it creates a force of attraction 75 times out of gravity towards your target area. And when you're dealing with biological matter, such as in this case mold spores, all living cells put off a very small electrical charge. It's the exact opposite, so there's a natural attraction even if they're airborne.
So essentially, you're adding an electron to this 900 times smaller droplet so that it will be attracted to everything and attach itself, but not to the point where it soaks it.
Correct.
It essentially is attracted, it neutralizes whatever the chemical or the biological threat is.
Neutralizes or kills it,
or kills
one
it.
Or the other.
Okay.
Correct.
So define neutralize, so that because I want to hear what
you're saying. So when you're dealing with a chemical, it either decontaminates or neutralizes that chemical. The actual process, you know, you're getting into, again, areas that I don't need to know about and I don't know about.
Sure.
But it's very effective at doing that.
Okay. Those of you who are listening who think, gosh, I'd like to find out how I can have this gentleman help me because my car or my house smells or I know somebody who could really use this service. Here is the information about Bioactive. You can go online to bioactivefresh.com. That's bioactivefresh.com to get information on them. You can also email them directly at info@bioactivefresh.com. And their office number here is, and this is serving the Maryland, D.C., and Virginia area.
Correct.
Is 301-305-5233. That's 301-305-5233. You can also find them. They'll soon be in our preferred vendor book for the Eric Stewart Group. We anticipate them helping many of our clients in the future, and we thank you for being here. You're listening to The Eric Stewart Show on 630 WMAL.